the life of Riley when it's Pabst Blue Ribbon you drink. The finest beer served anywhere, so let the glasses clink. Oh, east or west or north or south, there's nothing like it at all. Yes, you're living the life of Riley when for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call.
When for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents, transcribed, The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. It's after midnight, and all is quiet in the Riley household. It's over an hour since the Rileys have retired, and in their bedroom, all that can be heard is the faint ticking of a clock. And the sound of Riley's even breathing. Suddenly, the stillness of the night is shattered by an unearthly wail.
What's that? What was that? Peg! Peg, wake up.
Hmm? Oh, what's the matter?
I heard a scream.
Oh, you must have been dreaming. Go back to sleep.
No, I heard it clear as anything. A horrible scream. Sounded like it came from next door, Peg. Peg, maybe they're in trouble. Maybe it's a burglar.
Oh, stop imagining things.
While we're here arguing, our neighbor may be having his throat cut.
Well, what do you want me to do? Go over there and capture the murderer?
Would you, Peg? I'd go, but my bathrobe needs pressing.
Go to sleep.
Oh, there it goes again.
Oh, it's only the canter baby next door. Oh,
why can't they keep that pesky kid quiet?
Well, it's only an infant.
Oh, I ain't gonna stand for this.
Now, what are you doing? Oh, get back to bed.
Will you keep that kid quiet? We're trying to get some sleep. It's waking up the whole neighborhood.
Ah, shut up! You woke her up with your horrible snoring.
You keep that kid quiet. I got some rights as your neighbor.
You ain't no neighbor. You're a rivet gun with hair on it.
What?
You!
Oh, Riley, please. Close the window.
The nerve of that ape. I woke the kid with my snoring. I never snored in my life.
Oh, come on back to bed.
Oh, that kid'll keep it up all night. I'll never get back to sleep now. Once I wake up... Oh, there it goes again. Oh, this has got to stop. I'm going to tell those canters once and for all.
It's not the canters. That's the Johnson baby.
The Johnsons had a baby?
Yes, last week.
Another one? They just had one 3 years ago.
Well, for heaven's sake, will you go to sleep?
Holy smoke, listen to that. That Johnson baby makes enough noise for two.
There are two. They have twins.
Twins? What some people won't do just to get an income tax deduction. Now they woke the cater kid up.
Oh, come on back to bed. Let's get some sleep.
How can we sleep with this racket? First thing in the morning, we start looking for another house. Peg, did you hear what I said?
We'll discuss it in the morning.
I mean it. We're moving out of this maternity ward. Morning, Peg.
Morning, dear.
Morning,
Daddy.
Pop.
Breakfast ready?
What are you so grumpy about?
Listen, Peg. If we can find a beautiful three-bedroom house with two baths and a den for less than $60 a month...
No.
What do you mean, no?
We're not moving.
Now, wait, Peg. Last night you said we'd discuss it.
We just did, and I said no.
You call that a discussion?
Well, that's all I have to say on the subject. I'm perfectly satisfied with this house.
Now, just a minute, Peg. Just a minute. You know, you ain't the only one in this family. The kids have got a say in this, too. I believe everything should be democratic in the family, and we're 3-1 against you.
I don't want to move. My whole gang lives around here.
Finish your breakfast, Riley.
Now, just a minute. Just a minute. It's still 2-2. Ain't it, Babsy?
Don't count on me. I don't want to move. I like this house.
That's 3-1 against you, Pop.
Yeah, well, you kids are underage. You're too young to vote. This is between me and your mother.
Now, look, Riley, it's crazy to give up a perfectly good house just because a little baby next door
happens.
Well,
it ain't just a baby. It's a lot of things. The whole neighborhood.
But this is a wonderful neighborhood.
Well, it used to be 3 years ago, but ever since we moved here, it began to get crummy.
You don't know what you're talking about.
And this house, it's one of the worst houses in the whole block. You like having an empty lot next to you full of gophers and ants and weeds? And everybody in the neighborhood using it for a dump? Every time some jerk's incinerator gets too full, he brings his trash to the lot and burns it.
Who does that?
I do. Other guys, too, I mean. I want to get away from this location. Get into a more modern house.
You won't find anything better for the rent we're paying.
Well, there's no harm in looking, is there?
I'm not going to walk my feet off on a wild goose chase.
All right, all right. I'll look. So you might just as well start packing.
Hey, Babs, Junior, come here, quick.
What?
What's up, Pop?
I got it.
Got what?
The house. What else?
You really been looking for a house?
Well, I told you I was going to, and today I found it. The most wonderful house you can imagine. Made to order for us.
Where is it?
In Glendale. 85 Magnolia Lane. It sounds a lot classier than 1313 Blue View.
How many rooms?
Well, there's a living room, a kitchen, a dining room, and a breakfast nook, and 3 bedrooms, and a den.
That's a tremendous house.
Yeah, and it's got 2 bathrooms. 2. No more lining up outside the bathroom in the morning waiting for Miss America here to come out.
We haven't taken it yet.
Oh, when you see it, you'll fall in love with it.
Has it got a real fireplace?
It's got 2 fireplaces, one in the living room and one in the bedroom.
The bedroom? Who ever heard of that?
Well, don't be ignorant, Junior. That's the way the rich live. They all got fireplaces in the bedroom. So in case they get hungry in the middle of the night, they don't have to go down to the kitchen. They just lay in bed and fry hamburgers. That's the way to live, huh? 2 fireplaces? Oh.
Oh, now, never mind that. How much is the rent?
55.
Only 55? Yep. Are you sure?
Well, yeah, that's $5 less than we're paying now and more rooms. And it's a wonderful neighborhood. We got a beautiful view and it's so quiet. It's a dream house.
If it's so wonderful, how come it's so cheap?
I outsmarted the landlord.
There's something wrong somewhere.
Now, you come and see for yourself. Seeing's believing, ain't it?
Well, when can we see it?
Right now. Let's go.
Us too?
Well, sure. Come on, everybody. Oh, wait, you see it. Peg, it's just the kind of a house we dreamed of having when we first got married. Remember? Our honeymoon cottage? Only now it'll be even better. We got the kids with us.
Oh, this hill. Well, it's impossible. You never said anything about a hill.
Well, it is a little steep, but you'll get used to it. Besides, you can't have a view unless you're on a hill.
Oh.
Where do you see that view?
How much farther is this place?
Huh? It's just around this corner. Oh, there it is. Second house on the street. The White House. Huh? Well, what do you think of it? It leaves you breathless, huh?
What kind of house is this? It's on pylons. Where's the foundation?
Oh, well, that's just because it was moved here.
Moved?
Yeah, from Beverly Hills. That's why it's so classy. The landlord had an empty lot here, and he moved it here. They're going to put in a new foundation and lower the house on it. You won't be able to tell the difference.
I like our house better.
So do I.
Well, you haven't even seen it yet. Let's go inside and look it over before you make up your mind.
Well, might as well, as long as we're here.
Oh!
What's that?
It's nothing. Just a squeaky step. Help me pull my leg out, Peg. that can be fixed. Now, where's that key for the... Oh, here it is.
Well?
Unlock it, Daddy.
I did, but the door seems to be stuck a little.
Oh, somehow. She can't even open the front door.
Well, at least burglars won't be able to get in.
Oh. Let's go home.
No, wait. I'll get it open. Yeah, you see, it opens.
You had to break it down.
Oh, it's nothing serious. There's nothing wrong with that door that a few nails and a hammer can't fix. Come on in. Well, what do you think?
Well, this is certainly a nice big foyer.
This is the living room.
The living room?
Yeah. But it's so tiny.
Well, we couldn't get half our furniture in here.
Well, it is compact, but the rest of the house...
Where? Riley!
Now, don't get excited. Stop screaming. You women, where do you see a mouse?
Well, I don't see... Ah! Oh, come on, we're going.
No, wait a minute.
No, I will not live in a house where there are mice.
It wasn't a mouse, it was a gopher. It must have followed us all the way from that lot next to our old house. Wow. And here's the dining room.
Oh, I've seen enough, Riley.
But you've got to see the view from here. That's why I really fell for this house, right in here. Ah, just look at that. Look out that window, Peg. Look at those trees and the flowers and the beautiful green meadow. It's just like it was our private garden. On Sundays, we can have jolly picnics here.
That is Happy Hollow Cemetery.
Huh? It's a cemetery? Well, like I said, it's a very quiet neighborhood.
Oh, brother.
You certainly have jolly times here watching funerals all day long. Come on, let's get out of here.
Now, wait a minute, Peg. Look at the rest of the house.
Oh, no, I've seen enough.
Wait till you see the bedroom with the fireplace. That's the best part of the house, please.
Oh, all right.
Hello there, folks.
Oh.
Hello.
Hope you don't mind my barging in like this, but I live next door. My name is George Watson.
I'm Chester Riley.
Oh, how do you do?
This is my wife.
How do you do?
How do you do?
You folks think of renting this place?
Well,
suppose we were. What about it?
Well, take my advice. Don't. This house was condemned, you know.
Condemned?
Yes, in Beverly Hills. That's why it was moved here. Of course, it's none of my business.
Yeah, you bet it ain't. When we want advice, we'll ask for it.
Oh, Riley. Oh, don't mind him, Mr. Watson. And thank you for telling us. It's very nice of you.
Well, not at all, Mrs. Riley. I just thought it my duty to tip you off. Frankly, I'm a little sorry I did. I wouldn't mind having such a charming neighbor.
Mr. Watson.
Okay, that's enough. Break it up. Goodbye, Watson. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Well, goodbye. Nice meeting you folks.
He's good looking.
Isn't he?
Now look, Peg.
Well, you didn't have to be so rude to him. He was just doing us a favor.
Peg, did you come here to look at a house or to make eyes at that measure?
Don't you dare talk to me that way.
I seen you flirting and giggling like a Bobby Soxer.
Oh, now, stop being ridiculous. Come on, children.
Okay.
Let's go.
Well, wait a minute. What about this house?
You expect us to live in a house that's been condemned?
That was only in Beverly Hills. They're so rich there, they condemn everything.
I wouldn't live in this hovel if you paid me $1,000,000.
Well, you'll have to live in it.
Because you say so?
Yeah, I can force you to live here. I got a lease.
You? You signed a lease on this place without asking me? Then you'll have to move into it alone.
Well, don't think I won't. You can't scare me. I can live alone.
Then live alone and like it.
Peg. Babs. Junior. Wait. Huh? I'm alone. And I got a feeling I ain't going to like it.
Pabst Blue Ribbon will bring you the second act of The Life of Riley in just a moment. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere. Prove it. Prove it to yourself.
Prove it with your eyes.
Prove it with your nose.
Prove it with your taste. Yes, you can prove to yourself that Pabst Blue Ribbon is the finest beer served anywhere. Make the three-way experts test. Test number one.
Your eyes are pleased. Look at the pure white creamy color on a glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Note the sparkling clearness, the light amber color of the beer itself.
Test number two.
Your nose is teased. Inhale the fragrant bouquet that hovers over the glass. The inviting tang of hops and malt. No other beer in the entire world can match that aroma.
Test number three.
Your taste agrees. Taste that milder Blue Ribbon flavor as it flows so smoothly across your tongue. Here is the perfect beer drinker's beer. The smoother taste no other beer can touch.
Yes, make this three-way experts test. And you'll understand why, wherever you go, you hear Pabst Blue Ribbon called Finest Beer Served. Anywhere.
You hear it everywhere. Finest beer served anywhere. 33 fine brews blended into one great beer.
And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown. The argument over whether or not the Rileys should move is still going strong.
Oh, why are you so stubborn? You're as stubborn as a jackass.
I'm not stubborn, you're stubborn.
You know you're in the wrong.
I'm not in the wrong, you're in the wrong.
Why don't you admit it?
Why don't you admit it?
Oh, don't be a parrot.
I'm not a parrot, I'm a jackass. You're mixing me up. Now, I don't want no more arguments. Our month is up today on this house. I got my suitcase all packed and I'm moving to Magnolia Lane. I'm your husband, and it's a wife's duty to go where her husband goes.
Not to a cemetery.
Is that so? Well, before I'm through, you'll follow me to a cemetery and you'll love it. Are you coming, yes or no?
No.
Well, okay then. Goodbye.
Hey, Pop, there's a man here with a moving van.
Moving van?
Well, sure, for the furniture.
What?
That furniture goes with me. It's my furniture. I owe every cent on it. Tell the man to come and get it, Junior.
Just a minute. If you lay a hand on that furniture, Riley, I warn you, I'll lose my temper.
That's right. Hit me, why don't you? Go on, hit it defensively. You husband beater.
Don't act like a child. Unpack that suitcase.
I ain't unpacking, I'm going.
Oh, then go, go, go.
Well, are you coming? I'm asking you for the last time, yes or no?
No.
Okay, then I'm going. Goodbye.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I'll give you one more chance. I'm asking you for the last time, are you coming, yes or no?
No. No.
Okay, then I'm going. I don't have to beg. You know where to find me if you want me. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm asking you for the last time. And this is final. Are you coming, yes or no?
No. No, 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 no.
Maybe.
I said no and I mean no.
Okay, if that's the way you want it, I'm going. But I'm warning you, you'll be sorry. You'll be calling for me to come back, but it'll be too late. I'll turn a deaf ear. Goodbye. Did I hear you call?
No!
Well, then, this is final. Goodbye. Darn that step. Get my leg in it. Oh, darn door. Hey, looks kind of empty.
Hello there, Mr. Riley.
Oh, it's you, Watson. What are you doing in here?
Some men delivered a bed here before. Was that yours? You, moving in after all?
Yes, I'm moving in.
Where is, Mrs. Riley?
None of your business. She's my wife and she's got nothing to do with you.
Well, I was Just being neighborly.
Yeah, well, you be neighborly on your own property. Goodbye. Nerve of that guy running after Peg. For 2 cents, I'd lay him out.
You work too cheap. My union wouldn't like it.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker. The door was open.
What are you doing around here, Digger?
Oh, I happen to be in the vicinity, visiting a neighbor of yours.
Oh, that Crumb Watson.
A neighbor.
Oh, you mean... Oh. How'd you know I was here?
Peg told me. Riley, aren't you being a little unreasonable?
Me? Peg's the one who's unreasonable. She didn't want to live here because it's next door to a cemetery. Is that so terrible?
Not at all. And I told your wife as much. I even quoted a poem I once wrote on the subject. Quote, though you may live next to a cemetery, you can still enjoy each minute. Take the word of a wise old bird. Better next to than in it.
What I say. Besides, you can't even tell what it is. Look at that view from here. It looks just like a golf course.
True. But there are more than 18 holes in it.
This is a wonderful house for the money. Only $55. Look at all the space. Why, for $55, all you usually get is a box with no room to turn around in.
You'll have to pay more than $55 for that, believe me. Still, that's no reason to break up your home. It doesn't make sense. You here and the family at 1313 Blueview? Go back.
No, never. They'll have to come to me.
Look, get a good night's sleep. You'll feel different in the morning.
No, I won't be able to sleep tonight.
Oh, these will help you.
Yeah, well, what are they?
Pills. Good for the nerves. They relax you. Take one, and if you still can't sleep, repeat in 2 hours. One every 2 hours.
Will they work?
Oh, you try them. Just lie down on that bed there. Head down, toes up, close your eyes, fold your hands. Oops, that reminds me I have an appointment. I tell you, I'd better be shoveling off.
I hope these pills work. Now, how many did Digger say to take? One now and repeat in 2 hours. Well, that's silly. Why wake up just to take a pill? I'll take two now and... No, I better make it three just to be on the safe side.
Hey, this is the place, Bill. 75 Magnolia Lane.
Say, didn't we just move this house here from Beverly Hills?
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, why does the owner want to move it again? Is he crazy or something?
No, he sold the lot this morning for a terrific price. They're going to put up a big supermarket. So now he's got to move the house again.
Well, where's it going this time? Far from here?
No, we can take a shortcut past the Union Station. Let's see, I got it written down here. Oh, here. It goes to a lot that's next to 1313 Blueview Terrace. Well, let's hitch the house to the truck and drag it away.
What's that? Oh, it's just a truck passing by. Sounds like it's on the front lawn. Oh, gee, I'm sleepy. Hey, what's my bed doing in the dining room? This morning I went to sleep in the living room. Gee, the house is shaking. It's probably a small earthquake. Oh, gee, I'm sleepy. What's that? Another truck? Oh, gee, I'm sleepy. Hey, that's funny. Now the bed's back in the living room. Must have been here all the time. There's something wrong with me. I can swear that's the Union Station I see through the window there. Oh, but that's impossible. This house is miles from the Union Station. That earthquake is still going. I'm imagining things. Must be those pills I took.
Joe.
Back her in a little more. A little more. That's it. Okay, the house is straight. Now let's unhitch her and get out of here.
Hey, what's that? A baby? Here, too? I thought I got away from them. Sounds like it's right next door. Must be that Watson kid. I didn't know he was married. And he's got a nerve to flirt with my wife yet. I took that from the Cantor kid, but I ain't gonna take it from his. I'll fix that Watson. I'll fix him once and for all. Hey, Watson, keep that brat quiet. You hear me, Watson?
Who's making all that racket?
Listen, lady, you tell that husband of yours to... Go back! What are you doing in Watson's house in the middle of the night in a nightgown?
What are you talking about?
Hey, look, it's Pop.
Holy smoke, he stole my kids, too.
Riley, what are you doing in that house?
I live here. What are you doing in that house?
Do you know where you are?
75 Magnolia Lane.
Oh, take another look.
Well, I... No, it can't be. I must be dreaming.
You're not dreaming.
Well, then I must have walked in my sleep. But how did the house get here?
Don't you see? It was moved here.
Moved here? To the empty lot?
Don't stand there hanging out of the window with your mouth open. What do you got to say now?
Oh, darling, it's good to be home again.
In just a moment, Riley will return. Getting ready to cook outdoors again? Man, oh man, there's nothing like a charcoal steak cooked on that grill out in your backyard. And to bring out the full flavor, just top it off with a bottle or can of that smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. That's a feast you and your friends will be talking about for weeks to come. Remember to stock up tomorrow with plenty of the finest beer served anywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Peg!
Where have you been, Riley?
To see the landlord. I did it, Peg. I broke the lease.
I know.
How did you know?
Well, somebody else moved in just a while ago.
Oh, yeah? Nice people?
Oh, very nice.
Well, as long as you like them, it's okay with me.
Oh, hello there.
Watson, it's you.
Yes, it seems I can't get away from you folks. Hello, Mrs. Riley.
What a revolting development this is.
Say, Riley.
Yeah?
Have you ever seen the chef in the kitchen of a famous restaurant testing one of his creations, a roast turkey or a delicious salad dressing or a chicken curry?
Why, sure, Mr. Wellington.
Well, what does he do?
Well, he gives it the three-way experts test. He looks, he smells, he tastes.
Right. And that's exactly the way an expert tests a tall, sparkling glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon. He looks, he smells, he tastes, and his eyes are pleased with the creamy foam, the clear, brilliant color of the beer. His nose is teased with the aroma of Blue Ribbon hops, and his taste agrees. It's the finest beer served anywhere.
So when somebody says, what'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else?
Oh, it's the life of Riley when it's Pabst Blue Ribbon you drink. The finest beer served anywhere, so let the glasses clink. Oh, east or west or north or south, there's nothing like it at all. Yes, you're living the life of Riley when for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call. When for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced and transcribed by Irving Brecker by arrangement with Universal International Pictures, now releasing One Way Street, starring James Mason and Marta Torin. Tonight's script is by Alan Lipscott and Reuben Shipp. Music by Lou Kozloff. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. Babs is Louise Erickson. Junior is Bobby Ellis. Mr. Watson is Jim Backus. And the neighbor is Eddie Cantor. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, and Peoria, Illinois, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. Jimmy Wallington speaking.